Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Respected viewers, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Hayat Online. I congratulate you for the waladat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the first child of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima alayhi salam. And this is truly a good time for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as Imam Hassan alayhi salam was born. And we should become very happy during the month of Ramadan that the 15th and one of the most important, you could say, days, because when the moon is at its halfway, it is a very important time period that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was born. The Prophet of Islam loved Imam Hassan, and we have to learn to love Imam Hassan alayhi salam. When you look at the hadith, the way, the detail in the hadith, one of the books that I'm going to read from you is Al-Adad Al-Qawiyya from the brother of Allama Hilli. The Prophet of Islam speaks about the Imam Hassan alayhi salam, wa huwa waladi wa tahiru min nafsi wa dhil'un min adla'i. He is my son, my purification, the sight of me. So you see, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are a part of the Prophet of Islam. It means this, it means not only physically are they part of him, biologically they're a part of the Prophet of Islam, but also they are part of the message, because they are the completion of the message of the grandfather. The Prophet of Islam brings the message, and Imam Ali and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt, they protect and continue the message. هَذَا سِبْطِي وَقُرَّةَ عَيْنِي بِأَبِي هُوَ. He is my grandson, the light of my eyes, my father be sacrificed for him. And you are, and he addresses him, you are my apple, you could say, or fruit. You are my love, the blood of my heart, the blood of heart. And he takes Imam Hassan's hand in the hadith and he walks with him. And then the interesting thing the narrator noticed, and I told you, and I mentioned to you, the detail that the Prophet, وَهُوَ لَا يَرْفَعُ بَصَرَهُ عَنْ. And the Prophet will not stop looking at Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So therefore, you see this love that the Prophet of Islam has for Imam Hassan. Why? Not only does he love him because of his worth, his status, his connection to the Prophet of Islam, but also he's teaching us that you have to love Imam Hassan. You have to cling on to Imam Hassan. He will be the Imam of the age, and you have to follow him after Imam Ali alayhi salam. I'm going to share with you a hadith from our Sunni brothers, from Al-Hakim al-Nishaburi. This is what the hadith says. Al-Hassan wal-Husayn ibnai, the Prophet says, Hassan and Hussein are my sons. Man ahabbahuma ahabbani. Whoever loves them too, loves me. And at the same time, the Prophet of Islam mentions, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ. And whoever loves me, Allah loves him. So therefore, there's a connection between the love of Imam Hassan, which is the love of the Prophet, and the love of God. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And he will enter heaven. But at the same way, na'udhu billah, if someone has hatred of Ahlul Bayt, if somebody does not like the Ahlul Bayt, if somebody fights the Ahlul Bayt, what happens? وَمَنْ أَبْغَذَهُمَا أَبْغَذَنِي. وَمَنْ أَبْغَذَنِي أَبْغَذَهُ اللَّهُ. وَمَنْ أَبْغَذَهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ النَّارِ. And whoever hates me, whoever hates them, hates me. Whoever hates me, hates God. And whoever Allah hates, will enter hellfire. So this hadith gives us criterion that the love of Imam Hassan is the side. Which side should you choose? When the Bani Umayyah are fighting against Imam Hassan alayhi salam, we tell all Muslims that you have to be with Imam Hassan, because hating Imam Hassan, fighting against Imam Hassan, is hating the Prophet. And it equates to entering hell. So therefore, we have to encourage ourselves, brothers and sisters, in this blessed wiladat of Imam Hassan. We learn to attach ourselves to Ahlul Bayt. We learn to love them and also to hate those that are enemies of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And this will give us the true criteria to enter heaven and to be away from hell. Keep us in your dua. Join us for next time when we talk about more of the month of Ramadan. Keep us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum.